Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
How's your bracket? Nobody cares. I even tweeted it today. I actually, my patented Animal Kingdom method, Carl, 32 of 63, I got correct. I'm in the top quarter of the Yahoo Fantasy League.
Very nice.
Yeah, so I'm not as dumb as you guys think I am. More on that or less coming up in Guy Talk. We got our man Carl back from vacay, and he's hanging in there. So we're trying to make sure the voice lasts all week, so he's letting me run point today. This hour of the show is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. As we get into hour number four, it's time to talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
That brings us to our man, Connor Riley, K. Connor Riley on Twitter, or the X. Brother, Connor, the Trevor Etienne story is great. We love it. He's pointing, he's wagging his finger at the Gators. He's doing all the things which got everybody fired up, his teammates and coaches. And then this stuff goes down in the one place you can't get in trouble behind the wheel of a car in Athens.
Yeah, no, Trevor Etienne arrested on a DUI charge along with a reckless driving charge on Sunday morning. With Georgia's recent history and with this is the sixth driving-related arrest attached to the program since the start of 2023. This is just something that can't happen. I know that it has been stressed to the Georgia players that if you're in a situation like this, late at night, you know, you're out, there is someone that you can call to come pick you up and take you home. And the reality is that Trevor Etienne just was not smart enough to take advantage of that at that point in time. And it's something that can't happen because Kirby Smart, he's going to say, we're going to handle this internally. It's internal team discipline, and that's well and fine and all. And Georgia has a history as if you're arrested on a DUI, you're missing one game. And Georgia's first game to open the 2024 season is against Clemson. Now, Georgia should still be able to beat Clemson, but for a player who's probably been often compared to his older brother, Travis, for him to miss that game against Clemson and have a chance to really make his own statement in a potential first game situation for himself at a new school, it's something that really hurts him and obviously hurts the team moving forward.
So what are we talking about? Is this punishment going to be more because of the circumstances you just mentioned and the previous history? Does he end up paying a bigger price because of it, or the one game is the norm, this is Georgia policy, and that's what probably will happen?
Yeah, I think it's important to clarify one. Like, Kirby Smart's not going to give anyone the pound of flesh that they need. And he said in the past, because he doesn't want these players being punished, you know, multiple times, they're already going to serve the punishment. Why get that punishment in the public forum? I'm going to be really interested to see what Kirby does here on this because, you know, yes, Trevor wasn't on the team last year and he was not a part of what everything went through. But I find it I'd be floored if Georgia has not talked about this and continue to talk about this, given everything they went through last year. You know, Devin Willick, a Georgia football player, lost his life. Chandler LaCroix, a Georgia staffer, lost her life as well in a drunk driving accident. And so the reality is they just have to know better than this. And, you know, this isn't to say that, you know, Trevor's an awful person and he deserves to be kicked off the team and things like that. I'm not saying that. But, you know, this was a mistake made by Trevor, and there's going to be some price to be paid for it. And we'll see what kind of message Kirby Smart wants to send on this in the suspension, because, you know, missing the game against Clemson is big enough. And, you know, they play Tennessee Tech the next week. It's something that just, it seems to be keep happening at Georgia in a vacuum. You know, this is maybe a one-off thing with Trevor, but it for whatever reason, keeps happening at Georgia, and there has to be something at least shown that Georgia is taking this seriously.
Yeah, I mean, other than the comments that he said about coming to Georgia to win a natty and, you know, to compete, you know, that's about the only thing Georgia fans know about him until this happened, you know, other than, you know, what you know from seeing him in the cocktail party. So, yeah, ironically, sorry, bad choice of words, cocktail party, but the game in Jacksonville. So, again, it doesn't define anyway. And by the way, we don't pile on this show. It doesn't define the guy. This is, as we said, that's all I know about him. I don't know what he did, if he put a foot wrong when he was down in Gainesville, but we'll have to watch it. Meanwhile, all right, let's talk about this recruit. I mean, is a recruit, when you get a coup of, like, the number one quarterback of the 2026 class out of Nashville Christian, a kid who looks like, I mean, a dream, 6'5", 226, Jared Curtis. But does it really matter, knowing that so many things can happen between now and then? And they have. I just told Carl during the commercial break, the Dylan Raiola thing seemed like it was gospel until it wasn't.
Yeah, and look, I'll even give you like a more recent example. There's a 2025 player, Justice Terry, who Georgia similarly got an early commitment from him. You know, kid is 6'5", 280 pounds, like the dream defensive end you would want. Commits early to Georgia. You think, all right, it's a great building block for a recruiting class moving forward. Well, he flipped to USC this weekend. And so, you know, it's one thing with these early recruitments in the past of being skeptical, but I think in a day and age with NIL nowadays, it's even more, you have, I think, even more right to be skeptical of, okay, well, how solid is this commitment really? Especially when, obviously, it's made so far in advance. But you just have to look at Georgia's recent recruiting history to see that, you know, Georgia wins on both sides of this. You know, K.J. Bolden initially commits to Florida State last August. NIL was a big part of that recruitment at that point in time. Georgia's ultimately able to win out there. Justice Terry, just because he's currently committed to USC, I would not be surprised in the slightest if Georgia finds a way to win out his recruitment when it comes time to sign there. But this is just something that is the modern age of recruiting, and it does in some way take some of the joy of getting these big commitments in the moment out, because of the fact that, you know, I think fans rightfully so have a reason to be skeptical of, well, how long is this commitment really going to stick? And I think, Mike, you're 100% right in bringing up Dylan Raiola, given everyone was so excited for him. He moved across the country from Arizona to Buford, Georgia. And then at the 11th hour, he flips his commitment to Nebraska, where he very well could have gone all along.
Connor Riley, our guest, guys, here on Dukes and Bill. You did a nice piece on Will Muschamp. Tell Georgia fans what's going on and what his role is going to be, because it's been clearly defined now, right, with Kirby and Will Muschamp.
Yeah, you know, I think Will Muschamp, it's important for him to be a parent and to be involved in his son's life. And his youngest son, Witt, is going to be going to Vanderbilt next year to play quarterback there. And I think, you know, he really enjoyed getting the opportunity to watch his other son, Jackson Muschamp, be a walk-on quarterback at Georgia. And so I think Will still wants to remain a part of the Georgia football program. And Kirby Smart talked about that and Will's desire to sort of live in both worlds. And to do that, he's obviously going to have to take a step back. And so that is what he is doing this season. Still involved in practice. I think he's going to be more involved in the front end of the week in terms of game planning, installing things in practice. That way, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, he can be involved with his youngest son, Witt, at Vanderbilt and watching those games there. Because I do think that, you know, Will Muschamp has obviously done just about everything you can want to do as a coach. He's run his own program. He's won national championships. He's been defensive coordinator at championship-winning programs. And so I think it's clear to him that being with his family is so important. And he made that pitch to Kirby, and Kirby was very receptive to it. And I do think that Georgia, while he's going to obviously be in a different role, is going to get a lot out of Will Muschamp, while Will Muschamp is also getting to do some of the things in his life that he wants to do.
It is our man, Connor Riley, guys, talking dogs here. We just said to start the show, it's March Madness. There's so much excitement. You know, SEC, by the way, getting it just completely in the shorts after Greg Sankey says, you know, these automatic bids for these smaller schools, I think we have to revisit this. Really? I know he wants to expand. We don't need to expand the field, Connor, especially when the so-called power conference like the SEC can't handle their own water.
The NCAA tournament is already a perfect a sporting event from a fan standpoint, from a money standpoint, from all of it. This idea, and Greg Sankey, he's doing this because, you know, he wants to try and do what's best for the SEC. But this is not what's best for college sports. This is not what's best for college basketball. It is so clearly not what's best for the NCAA tournament. I know the Georgia basketball program sent out a mocking tweet of, you know, Auburn and Florida losing on Saturday or on Friday, and Georgia making note of the fact that they're still in the NIT tournament and they won. Like, if you are as a fan of college basketball are pushing to have like a Georgia team that went 17-16 going into the postseason play this year in an NCAA tournament, I'm sorry, but that's just not interesting to me. It's not good for this sport. You know, college basketball's regular season, a lot of people have already checked out on because they just tune in for the tournament. If you're going to devalue the regular season even further by just saying, hey, like, let's put as many, you know, power conference teams in there, the sport becomes even more Mickey Mouse. And so, look, I get what Greg Sankey is saying there, but, you know, Georgia shouldn't have been an NCAA tournament team this year. If they were, they would have won more games and looked like a better team. And so rewarding mediocrity is just not something I think we need at this point in time.
I agree. Let's talk about Georgia's basketball team, though, and your thoughts on the NIT run.
Yeah, it's a nice moment for Mike White. I think it's an encouraging sign. I think, again, the biggest thing with this program moving forward, and this is just maybe more the reality of where college basketball is this time, look, they can have a lot of success. They can go on to win the NIT, but if Silas Demery, their freshman point guard, if Blue Kane, their freshman shooting guard, and Dylan James, their freshman sort of power forward, if those guys all elect to enter the transfer portal after this NIT run and try and, you know, play at a bigger school, play at a better school, it undoes all of this NIT run. And so it's great that these guys are getting more reps and building towards next year more. But the big thing for this Georgia program is going to be retaining the players that they want from this team while also using the transfer portal to add around it. I think Mike White has built a solid base. You've seen that this season. They are more competitive. I think you're seeing some of those wins now. You would have liked to have seen them in SEC play. But they've made a step forward, and I do think that the NIT run shows that. But they have to, I think this month after the season ends is going to be what so clearly defines this Georgia team and what this Georgia program can be going into the 2024-2025 season.
It's just interesting. I know we kind of bemoaned the fact last week that, you know, Auburn and Alabama get all these Georgia players. You know, I mean, Clemson, and like, Brad Brownell is doing a nice job. He's got four trips to the Final Four, to the March Madness, I should say, in over 10 years at Clemson. But half his team is Georgia players. I mean, he's got a bunch of guys from Metro Atlanta, and it's like, why can't Georgia do that? We've asked you this almost every March. You know why? And that goes for Georgia Tech. I know that's not your beat. And Damon Stoudemire apparently is going to have a big class coming to top 15 next year. That'll put some pressure on Mike White.
Yeah, and look, Mike White was fighting an uphill battle because he got that program from Tom Crean in very, very rough shape, in my opinion. And so it's something where, you know, I think Georgia, when they elected to move on from Mark Fox all those years ago, they had an opportunity to sort of elevate the program. And the hiring of Tom Crean set them back. And in that time, you saw Tennessee emerge as a team that routinely makes the tournament. You saw Auburn really emerge. Alabama has, I think, jumped ahead of them there as well. And so Georgia, it's not just that they're trying to get back to the NCAA tournament, something they haven't done since 2015. They're now playing in a much tougher league, so the hill that they're trying to climb is all that much steeper. And so I think you're right. Like, look, Georgia has the Metro Atlanta area, even the state of Georgia as a whole, to recruit. The problem, like, Bruce Pearl has done such a great job of mining talent out of Atlanta for so long. Mike White is just at a disadvantage right now, and he's doing his best to make that up. But it's going to be interesting moving forward to see how much further this Georgia basketball program can climb under Mike White.
All right, because as we said, I just think with the transfer portal now in effect, I mean, it's like, let's go. The meter's running. You don't get four years, that's for darn sure.
No.
Hey, man, we will talk to you next week, brother, and thanks again for the time, man.
Yep, thanks a lot. Feel better, Carl.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate you.
That's our man, Connor Riley, K. Connor Riley on the X or Twitter.
Yeah.
On Dog Nation. And, yeah, I mean, look, we're not going to bury Trevor Etienne. It was a stupid move. I think we all know everybody. And, look, as a young man, I said all the time, got behind the wheel when I shouldn't have, so I'm not going to sit there and cast judgment. But it's just the optics are so terrible based on what's happened the last 2 years.
Yeah, that's my issue, Mike. I mean, like, you're coming to a program that just dealt with this. Mm-hmm. And my guess is, again, I don't know for a fact, but you don't think Kirby's talked to these guys and they come in and say, look,
right.
We don't care what you do. Right. This is what you can't do.
Right.
And that's the one thing that you can't do.
And the thing is, we used to joke around about these kids can't afford a cab, but now they really can. You know, with NIL, I mean, they actually can't afford an Uber. We'll come back. We got plenty to dive into, including the tournament itself. How was your bracket? Let's see if Carl's bracket is busted.
Yeah.
It's all coming up. Hey, we got some guy talk, including a story about Jerry Jones going to make you chuckle. Coming up.
This is Jim Rome with a
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Back to work on a Monday with Dukes and Bell and Carl back from Vegas. And the voice is, you know, it's what happens, man. I can hear him out there. Give me a hard six, you son of a... So, come on, Auburn, you're killing me. You know, so I don't know if any. I was trying to get the action in on Friday because I may have a guy I work with here in town. I don't know. I'd like it to be above board. We spoke with the state representative that's trying to push the amendment through.
How'd that go, by the way?
He's a nice guy. He gave us some good information. Yeah, we put the link up at Mike Bell ATL. It's only a few days left of this legislative year, Georgia.
Yeah, we wanted to definitely push that and talk about it. And again, we're advocates for legalized sports gambling in our state. On the app to start. I mean, you got to start somewhere.
Right.
So,
speaking of Shohei Ohtani and his assistant, if I'd asked you, because this was the galactic lock of the year, and that was the Florida Colorado game going over, because it's end to end, no defense. It was like,
it was
like an end one game. So I got some action with my guy, but I was like, if I had told you, would you Carl, give me $500 on that.
On that yes. Game. Yes.
I mean, that's the thing, because it's like, that's one where I've gotten lucky on the overs, the NBA All-Star game. More on that coming up because Commissioner Silver, speaking with CNN, had a lot of ideas about how they pump some life into the NBA All-Star weekends. That's coming up. But the over on that game is always easy. But this is one I just thought, oh, and I'm texting you, get back to me. I need some more action.
Yeah, I honestly, I didn't see.
You were getting in.
Yeah, I was getting in. And then I'm trying to think. Yeah, it was a layup fest, if I remember correctly, right?
Yep.
I saw the highlights from that game.
Over and over, it was 155 and a hay, and it was like 85 at halftime. So it was like you were sweating it.
Yeah. Well, listen, UConn scoring a lot of points. Right. Houston scoring a lot of points. Illinois. Mm. You look at the teams that have survived, Mike, they can all score.
Yep.
I mean, like that. Like seriously, there's two things working here. One, they play really good D because that's what happens to get, you know, deep in this tournament. Right. But you got to be able to score. Purdue scoring like crazy. Nobody has answers for Edie. You know, Tennessee, they were good this year, and they're showing it. their game against Creighton this week is going to be good. Yeah, the bracket for me, I still have UConn. I still have Arizona.
Right.
And I got Houston losing this weekend.
Okay. I got Creighton. I got Creighton going.
And I've got Marquette coming out of that bracket in the South. Again, they can score. And then Purdue. I did have Purdue picked, but I don't think they're going all the way. I think they lose to Gonzaga. Right. I'm just telling you right now. I think Gonzaga is a complete team. So we'll see.
You know what? We got so much entertainment packed into Guy Talk coming up next segment. I'm going to take a piece of that element and use it here in this segment because I get to run point today. Yay! I'm not dumb. I can do things like Fredo. Send Fredo to the airport. Hey, Oren, let's hear from Coach Painter from the Purdue Boilermakers, talking about Edie, his big galoot, who, you know, some say he'll be Mark Eaton, Carl, at the next level.
Uh-oh.
Special. But let me know when you got that ready, Oren, because I thought it's kind of interesting. I heard it earlier over the weekend on SportsCenter. There was a reporter, and it's the worst is when a guy in the media will ask a question, and it's like, hey, did you hear what so-and-so said about so-and-so? Do you think that's true? It's like, well, do you think that's true? I mean, are you using that other guy? Do you think that question? Are you asking the question? Because you got it, Oren, or no? Sorry, I can't hear. Here it is. Here's Painter. Asked the question about the only reason Edie is any good is he's tall.
Okay. I just think everybody should, like, take tests on their knowledge of what they're doing. Like, I think all coaches should take a test so they understand refereeing. And I think all referees should take a test so they understand coaching. And I think all journalists should have to take a basketball quiz or a test, or anybody that tweets, they should have to be able to do it. And if they say something so moronic as that, then they should have to have a probationary status where they can't tweet for like 3 months.
Wow.
I think it'll help like society, you know, like just try to knock out the fools, you know, so they don't have to, you know, meet at the local Walmart and say things that don't make any sense.
Wow. A little condescending, are we? A little bit?
He played the Walmart card. Yes. Well, I mean, we've heard, and you and I say all the time, look, you're making your way in the world of journalism, you know, whether you're a kid writing for the school newspaper in college or you just got your first assignment in Columbus or Albany. But there's some jerky, dumb questions that are asked every day. We see it at a press conference that you and I attend that we roll our eyes. You know, it's like in the case of Painter, though, it is funny because, you know, if I call like setting the edge as opposed to keeping containment, I'll get Archer being, you idiot! I'll get Archer yelling at me on the phone about that. You always want to sound like you know what you're talking about in our business. It's important from a credibility standpoint. You know, and if you're not an expert, at least have the broad strokes so you know where it goes. So is he saying, asking the question that Painter is only good because he's tall? A stupid question.
I would have preferred for him to explain why he is good, rather than being critical of whoever asked the question. Mm-hmm. And listen, you're going to get asked dumb questions if you do it long enough, right? If these coaches or players do it long enough, they're going to get asked some dumb questions. But I think it depends on when you catch them, Mike. And sometimes you just lost. It sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I got kids crying in the locker room, as Roy Williams said.
I could give a flip about North Carolina right now.
Right. Yeah. So you might catch me at a bad time, but explain to me why he is good. Like, that's what he was looking for, and he was trying to go about it in a different way. And by the way, he's good because he can actually do things at that size that a lot of guys, they can't. You know, we were laughing because when we were watching a little bit of the tournament over the weekend, a couple of buddies of mine kept using the word stiff. There are a lot of stiffs, okay? There are a lot of guys who move like robots.
Like Frankenstein.
And they can't really do – and their lateral movement is the – and there are a lot of stiffs in the NCAA. But if you get those guys, they're still hard to guard because you don't see that. Like, I don't know how to guard 7'4", right?
Well, so, I mean, the difference what makes the European big men so different is
they can shoot.
And they can pass.
That's
And the ability to get other guys involved. And that's why we always go back to the things that you see now with Joker, the stuff that, you know, the big Sabonis' dad did. You know, of course, his knees were shot. But I always talk about a big guy that can kick it out and also hit the jump shot.
Versatile.
You know, this now, like, I don't think – now, I don't believe Zach Edey's going to be an all-star in the NBA, but he's going to serve a role, and he's going to have a nice career and make some loot.
Totally agree. He is not going to be, with where he's at right now, a difference maker. Right. Wimby with what he's already come into the league with,
correct,
is better 5 years from now than Edie will be.
Yes.
Right now.
Exactly.
And that is the difference. That's why Wimby is projected to be the next big star.
And he
star.
Hasn't even grown into his body
no.
yet. Exactly. No. So, I mean, and that's where it's at. I'm with Carl. I did get a kick. Like, I've been at enough press conferences where you cringe at the questions.
Sure.
You're like, oh, boy. But, you know, in some cases, though.
But it's funny. His response is a hilarious
It is
response.
Funny. But I guess you're right, though. On one level, he could perhaps have said, hey.
Because that's what he was looking for. Whoever asked that question was literally, tell us why he's good. Instead of asking that question,
but you know,
well, is he good because he's big?
That's why I said how you frame it's the key. You know, and I know that Saban has made a, you know, shoot, we probably played 24 sound bites of Saban taking down some 22-year-old grad student, you know, who's asking a question. Well, why are you going to ask that? You know, here we go. Talk to the Coke bottle because I still don't know. It's like, you know, that passive-aggressive stuff that Saban's great at.
The coaches hate leading questions like that.
Right.
That's what gets the fire.
Well, the other thing is, you know, and look, we all, as we said, Carl and I have been doing it a long time. You can always improve your questioning and your interviewing skills. But, you know, a question is a question, not a comment, not a statement. You know, like, that's what I always love when you hear a coach. You can see the coach's eyes squinting,
yeah,
the steam coming out of his ears, and you know what's coming. Is there a question here? And then you hear, and then if you listen closely, you can hear the testicles of the writer or media member kind of shriveling up when that gets asked. Hey, our man Oren, by the way, we were talking earlier before the show today. We just had our man, Connor O'Reilly, on for the Dog Report. Oren mentioned in our pre-show meeting, and we do have a pre-show meeting, about Justice Terry was the recruit who was going to go to Georgia, a five-star defensive tackle who flips to USC. And we just mentioned that with Connor. The question is, can you go now rent an NFL player to help close a recruit? Because apparently they brought out Aaron Donald. And he didn't even go to USC. Carl, he wasn't a Trojan. He was a Pitt Panther. He plays in Los Angeles. He just retired. But here's the thing. If I'm Aaron Donald, supplement your income. Go make $100,000 visiting campuses and getting defensive linemen to come to that school.
It's crazy how that kind of influence can happen. Listen, I'm guessing Aaron Donald sold the L.A. area more so than the college experience, because that's what he can talk about. But no, man, listen, any way to get guys now, right? Any way to get them.
Let's get Todd Gurley to get all the best running backs in here.
Listen, for years, North Carolina asked Michael Jordan to make these calls. For years, right? Get a call from Michael Jordan, you're going to commit? It's a big deal, Mike. Right. However you get it done.
Right on.
So
That just struck me as interesting because, you know, Aaron, please go help Pitt. Don't be helping someone steal from some Georgia to go to USC. Hey, man, we'll come back with some guy talk. We got a couple of stories. I think I'm going to make Carl laugh because his throat's all jacked up. But this hour of the show, guys, I don't want to make you sound like, you know, when I had my vocal cord surgery 7 years ago, I sounded like, you know, that Babe Ruth farewell speech.
Just remember, the babe loves you.
This hour of the show is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. We'll come back and we will get into some guy talk, including what the hell was Jerry Jones scribbling at the owner's meeting. Next.
My voice is weak. It's weak.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for fun. It's time for guy talk.
Never mind.
It's time for shenanigans.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Brought to you by Hooters. If the game is on, it's on at Hooters. Any conference, all season long.
Welcome to Atlanta, where the play is. Yeah, boy. As our buddy Zach Klein was like, poor Dookie. You're looking a little, not too much fun this weekend on Vacay, Dookie. Jacked up the pipes there, Dookie.
Why are you messing with Zach?
No, because you're saying, I think this might have even, this might have been before Chris was our producer.
It was.
And Zach Klein's like, and Carl asked the question, he goes, you know, Dookie. And of course, I like literally spit my water out. I'm laughing so hard. So, that Dookie. So it's been a while since I busted Zach's chops on that. But anyway, Carl's, he's throwing the pipes down. So we're going to just let him get them back up to speed. So I'm running point today and it's time for some guy talk. And it's brought to you by Duke's Bell. Hey, man, Ale, grab it, man. There's a bunch of stores on the south side of jumping all over. We do appreciate it. Astor Package Stores. And then the Duke's Bell, Hey, Man, Ale, Watermelon Lime will be out just in time for spring and summer. And hopefully in time for, you know, your beach and your lake fun as well. The winter owners meeting, now spring, I should say, owners meetings down in Orlando. All the NFL big shots are down there. You're hearing the coaches speaking. We'll hear from Coach Rob, I would imagine, at some point. But Jerry Jones made some news, and not for really anything he said. It was what was going on in his pad that he had in his lap. The photo of his pad with all these scribblings was actually taken by David Moore, who's a photographer at the Dallas Morning News. It began circulating on Twitter/X when users began floating a number of theories as to what Jerry Jones, who's now 81 years of age, was scribbling on this paper as he was answering questions about Dak is one of many quarterbacks yet to win a Super Bowl. Who will win one? And there are many that have not yet, but they will. And as he was saying this, there's all these scribbles, and there's lots of things, and there's like lines drawn through. It's not like he's doodling. Not like he's like doodling a Roger Goodell head or even like a Dallas Cowboys star.
Which would be funny.
It's just tons and tons of scribbles crisscross. It literally looks like the ramblings of a crazy person on his notepad.
John Stewart does this. If you've ever watched Jon Stewart on The Daily Show, he does this. You think he's writing something, and he's just scribbling. And it has nothing to do with anything that he's talking about. Yeah, Mike, I don't know if he was doing that to occupy his time, but the theories behind it was what made me laugh, what he had on this pad.
Some of the best ones from a couple of Cowboys fans who says, things to do list, nothing. That was one that was there. Another one, and this is if you're a fan of secession, otherwise you'll have to play along. But a lot of people said it was kind of like the secession plan that Logan Roy had printed out where he's got his son's name and he scratched his ass. So Jerry's coming up with his own succession list with his own son's name being crossed out. Yeah, he's got Dak's name crossed out like Kendall Roy, a la HBO Succession, said somebody.
That's funny.
Hey, by the way, the actor that played Jeremy Strong, who plays Kendall Roy, was just doing – I bet you were out of town. I didn't have this on Friday because we had Steve Coonan on, so we didn't have time for guy talk. But it was a Broadway play that Michael Imperioli, who played Christopher Moltisanti from Sopranos, mm-hmm. Chris, he's in this with the guy Jeremy Strong, who got killed by Brian Cox and a number of cast members for being in character all the time, playing the incompetent son that drove people nuts.
Yeah.
So they're on this Broadway show, and apparently a bunch of protesters come in. God knows what they're protesting. I would imagine something to do with the environment. So both guys, both actors stay in character the whole time.
Oh, wow.
This is not important right now for you to be here. And Jeremy Strong goes, no, they've got things to say. And they both they basically stay in character on the stage while these protesters jump up.
That's crazy. He's gotten a rep for that, dude.
Yes, that's the thing. And Brian Cox is like, dude, we're not doing Shakespeare here. Well, lighten up, basically.
Well, that's why the line from Tropic Thunder is so funny. From Robert Downey Jr. when he says, I don't come out of character to the DVD.
Commentary.
Because there are people in that world who literally act that way.
Yes, acting, the method actor. Hey, we're all folks now. Now that I moved out to the burbs, we all live in the burbs. And so at one point or another, getting a Costco membership is kind of like part and parcel to, owning a home out there, wherever you live. Costco, Carl, announced this week they are cracking down on access to the $1.50 hot dogs and the cheap food in the food court. You must have a Costco card.
I will say, every time I go in there,
that pizza's pretty darn good.
The food court is packed. I don't know. And I don't know where you people are coming from. I don't know.
What do you mean you people?
I mean non-Costco members. I don't know where you people are coming from. I don't know where this is happening. Mike, this is like trick-or-treating in the neighborhood that's not yours.
Exactly, okay? Right. According to a photo that's been posted outside of Costco's Alfresco Food Court in Orlando, effective April 8th. an active Costco membership card will be required to purchase items from our food court. You can join today. Please see our membership counter for details. Now, I don't have a Costco card. My wife does.
Yeah.
So when we go in there, I mean, I'm completing an important part of the process. We're using my credit card. But apparently, I've got to have a Costco card if I want to sample the goods of the cheap food court.
Yeah, the food court stuff is good. I'll give them credit. But I will say this. Every time I walk in there, you know, I don't know. I mean, maybe people do sneak in there, but they literally are looking at you to get your card out so you can show them that you're a member. They do it at Sam's Club. They do it at all these different, you know, wholesale foods, food places where you can buy bulk, right?
Right.
Toilet paper, toilet tissue, whatever. Kleenex. Well, you're buying all this stuff in bulk, which is part of the problem.
Right.
Because you don't need all of that.
Correct.
And you end up spending a lot more than what you need.
The other aspect is, and I remember the first time we moved, literally, guys, call me what you want. Call me a snob or whatever. Just living in Midtown in a high rise, I'd never been in a Costco. Becky would go and do some of the shopping. So the first time she took me in there, I'm like, oh, man. A new speaker for the pool. Ooh, get that. Oh, wow. What's that? Shoom. I don't need that. Becca, do you really need that? Yeah, I need that. Shoom. Next, a mini fridge and another TV. Next, you spend like $500 on it.
It's true. So
it's like all impulse buys. It's basically impulse buys.
Well, they have stuff in there too, Mike. You can never get. Like, I love cashews.
Yes.
And they have a bag of like a 9-pound bag of cashews. And I'm like, I want those. But I don't want to pay $80 because of, I'm like, come on, it's ridiculous.
Like, I'm in there, I just had a big lunch. Man, those ribs look pretty good over there. They put their, their butcher section.
Yes, it does.
Get the ribs.
Job.
And then I'm checking out, and what is a piece of pizza for a buck? Let me grab some of that. So anyway, have your card or just get a card. The big thing.
Some of the best lamb chops I've had cooked on the
Costco,
grill from
right?
Costco.
Yeah. I'm with you. Salmon, too. Yeah. Is with that, too. But the idea being it's pretty open because there's gonna be nothing worse than you have to go scan your card on the way out and then have to go through like a giant turnstile if you're moving a TV out, right? So that's what they don't want to have to do is make it like you're walking in out of the CIA. Scan your card. You could go in.
Gotcha.
Basically, that's what they're shooting
for. But yeah, that obviously means a lot of people are in there without cards. I know who the folks are.
Hey, back to college hoops. This was an interesting story. Now, I don't know much about Kim Mulkey other than I know she's pretty outspoken. She wears her pretty outlandish outfits, and she coaches really good basketball. She won a national championship last year.
She did.
To the point now, LSU women basketball is all over a lot of the ESPN promos and TV commercials, etc.
It's relevant, right? You've got South Carolina with Dawn Staley, Kim at LSU, obviously Iowa with Caitlin and her coach. I'm just – there's only about four or five relevant women's programs.
It is very top-heavy.
Yes.
Compared to the men's game. That's just the nature of it.
But she's one of the best.
So Kim Mulkey, the best defense, some say, is an offense. So there's been a writer working on a story about LSU women's basketball. Kim Mulkey apparently felt that the same writer wrote a piece she didn't feel was too complimentary about Brian Kelly. So she decides to go on full attack. He's writing for the Washington Post. Take a listen. Here's her first thing, basically saying this is a distraction and it ain't going to work.
This was a ridiculous deadline that LSU and I could not possibly meet, and the reporter knew it. It was just an attempt to prevent me from commenting and an attempt to distract us from this tournament. It ain't gonna work, buddy.
Now, a lot of folks who apparently know the person who's written this article, is writing this article that's about to go. And again, like, yes, the timing is it gonna be a attack piece? I don't know. Of course, they generally don't write big fluff pieces that are full of bouquets at the time of the tournament. You wait till the program is on the spotlight, then you bam, and that's how it works in the media. I'm not saying it's right. It's kind of dirtbaggish, but that's how you sell newspapers. You get clicks. So this guy claims, or the writer claims, that he made multiple efforts to reach out to Mulkey to comment on the article while he was writing it. Here's Tim Moore about this interaction with the reporter.
This reporter has been working on a story about me for 2 years. After 2 years of trying to get me to sit with him for an interview, he contacts LSU on Tuesday as we were getting ready for the first round game of this tournament with more than a dozen questions, demanding a response by Thursday, right before we're scheduled to tip off. Are you kidding me?
So, again,
what's she running from, Mike? Let's be honest.
There's a story. What's the rumor out there that she apparently
chopped some head off of an animal?
The head off of a critter.
Yeah.
Here's Chris, our engineer, by the way. Thomas here. We're live at State Farm.
Yeah. The other thing that she is alleged to have done is try to make Brittany Griner stay behind the scenes with some of her sexuality.
Okay. I mean,
that was at Baylor.
Okay. Well,
correct. Before she
took
the LSU job.
Nothing to even do with LSU. But
and by the way, she was good at Baylor too. Yes. Right. Boy, they won a chip. I think
that's how she got the big contract to go to LSU.
But my thing is, I guess, you know, again, and we'll find out if Kim answers these questions or not, but, like, what are you hiding if this guy has made multiple attempts, which is what she's saying there, right? Mm-hmm. She said he tried before and the timing wasn't right, and now he tried at the tournament and the timing wasn't right. My whole thing is, like, if you're clean and you're not worried about any of this,
all right,
it's a great piece to promote your program. Yeah, there may be a thing or two in there that people may question, but at the end of the day, I think Kim Mulkey's missing this. She could own this moment, right, Mike, and make this more about the good that she's done and the good that she's done for women and young ladies. Instead, it's become me against the Washington Post.
You're kind of, you could argue you've thrown a little bit more spotlight on the story that maybe would have gotten otherwise.
Correct.
Because we would not, I got to be honest, I would never be talking about a hatchet piece in the Washington Post about Kim Mulkey on our show had she not gone DEFCON 1 on this. Here's one more quote from Kim to paraphrase George Washington. Was it Grant from Rocky V? Touch me and I'll sue.
This is exactly why people don't trust journalists and the media anymore. It's these kinds of sleazy tactics and hatchet jobs that people are just tired of. I'm fed up, and I'm not gonna let the Washington Post attack this university, this awesome team of young women I have, or me without a fight. I've hired the best defamation law firm in the country, and I will sue the Washington Post if they publish a false story about me.
We're going to find out. There are other stories that came out this week that she claimed that they reached out to former players saying, if you've got anything negative to talk about, we'll go off the record on this.
I'm a little confused by your tactics.
Touch me and I'll sue. Sue me for what? So, like, it's a time out. We said this. It's a time out of tradition in politics and any other scandal. Now, again, maybe much about nothing.
Maybe.
But she's definitely spooked enough to get out here and grandstand that she's going to drop the hammer on the Washington Post.
That's my concern. Like, that's a lot, Mike.
Right.
Your team's in the tournament. Your team's about to make another run
for
national championship.
Now you are a distraction.
And there you go.
Right.
This is a lot.
Right.
Her reaction to me is an overreaction to what is probably going to be printed. And let's be honest. We live in a society now. Mike, we could do something tonight at this game, right? It's in the news tomorrow. 2 days from now, people aren't—they don't care.
No,
and that's what Kim had. She's missing this.
So we've got a lot of legs for the Post.
Unless,
now. Right,
she's done some really volatile things that she's ashamed of and knows that potentially could get her fired.
Right,
and that is why you react this way.
Best offense is, or best defense is a good offense. That's what she's throwing out there. We'll keep you abreast of. Carl likes to say a developing story.
It is.
Hey, man, there's your Guide Talk brought to you by Duke Sabel. Hey, man, Ale. Don't forget, Thursday, hitting the bricks, guys. More hoops. We're going to be at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw starting at 2 o'clock. So we'll come back. Falcon Report. Everybody's saying Washington and New England is going to make a move. They're willing. I think it's a smokescreen. I want to get your opinion on this. And a guy that we missed out on, a trade from Kansas City, I thought it'd been a nice piece for the Falcons. We'll explain next.
Now, your game traffic. 92.9 The Game's Traffic Center, brought to you by Bader Scott Accident Attorney.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.